The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Great to be back on the air. Feels good. You can have those long weekends. We can't do anything anymore. Good morning. It is a Monday, November 30th, believe it or not, 2020. Good old 710 KNUS. Put the family back together. 54 will be the high today and 43 on Tuesday. Maybe it's going to get colder during the middle of the week. The good news is Winter Park opens Thursday. Other than that, it's good to see you. But your microphone doesn't work. Well, of course not. How about grabbing the other microphone? Of course, we had a weekend off, and, you know, people, how's
okay,
that
one?
There
yeah,
we go.
Okay, that's right.
Now you have a microphone.
Okay, all right.
Remember Mr. Microphone?
Yes, I
drive
do.
Around the car and talk to girls, and we had Mr. Microphone. Why, you know, it's okay. We're a couple of days off.
Yeah.
Microphone craps out.
Mm.
That's about right.
Yep.
Lots to talk about, and Billy's here. Tommy's has the news, and good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good morning to you. Colorado lawmakers will be in a special session today to consider 8 different bills helping small businesses affected by COVID-19. Governor Polis has issued an executive order delaying tax payments for bars, restaurants, and food trucks. A measure will be pushed forward in the special session to extend that action. This news is sponsored by BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today with professional counseling done securely online. Visit BetterHelp.com/feelhappy and get 15% off your first month. Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying a surge upon a surge of the coronavirus may be coming now that the Thanksgiving holiday is over. His warning comes as vaccine rollouts and emergency use of COVID-19 vaccines are imminent. Cyber Monday is today, with online shopping expected in the $10 to $12 billion range, following huge online shopping on Black Friday and also following Small Business Saturday this past holiday weekend. Tomorrow will be Giving Tuesday, an opportunity to help people and nonprofit organizations. Joe Biden suffered hairline fractures in his foot after slipping and twisting his ankle while playing with his dog over the weekend. He'll require a walking boot for several weeks. Governor Polis and his partner are testing positive for the coronavirus. The governor made the announcement in a tweet over the weekend, saying both are asymptomatic and feeling fine. They'll isolate themselves in their home. The partial recount of votes in Wisconsin did not find evidence of fraud and gave Joe Biden an additional 87 votes. The Democratic leader of the Wisconsin Elections Commission says that she would certify Biden's victory today, but a Republican on the commission says they should wait until the commission meets tomorrow. An 11-year-old girl has died in Park County after falling off a sled that was being towed behind a pickup truck. She slid on the icy road under the wheels of the truck. Tragic. All the quarterbacks on the Denver Broncos team were banned from playing this past weekend due to the violation of COVID-19 protocols. Various backfield players took the snaps, mostly tried to run the ball themselves or hand it off. Did you see that?
Actually, we watch the tradition now. We all, grandson, everybody watches football a bit.
Uh-huh.
I fell asleep.
I mean, I was cold. Well, you can predict, you know. You take the ball, you run it, or you hand it. It wasn't three like yards in a cloud of dust.
I never was a football player. I shouldn't even be critical of any of this. It's way beyond any of my abilities to do anything, but it was like we used to play backyard football.
Yeah, it looked like that. It really did.
I mean, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I was reading I'm reading a couple of really good books, and I kind of nodded out with, you know, a book on your chest like like old people do.
Well, I've got good news for you then. Yeah. I have the score.
Yeah, well,
New Orleans 31.
And they could crush.
Denver 3, yeah.
I you know, we never talk sports. I like some of those guys because they showed heart, you know.
Yeah.
Heart's big stuff. Then Mike Tyson fought over the weekend.
Yeah.
Mike won that fight.
He did.
Now, they called it a draw, but Mike won that fight.
Let me just say real quick. What's going on Wall Street? European stocks seesawed after opening today. Asian stocks closed down. Wall Street is looking poised to go down today. S&P futures are down 0.4%. Dow futures are down 0.5%. NASDAQ futures are up slightly in advance of this morning's opening.
And there we are. And good morning, everyone. 54 will be the high, 43 on Tuesday, back full week. 710 KNUS. My new column is up. It's Christmas Wishes. I'll go to the our website, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles. Go to my page. It's Christmas Wishes, and you know how I operate. So I think some of them you may get a big bang out of, especially this weekend with the traveling man.
Yeah.
And Michael Hancock. Want to talk about that. Want to talk about the... Jared Polis will not disclose where he contacted COVID-19. Now, to get the ball started, remember what the media did to Donald Trump when Donald Trump was found. They came out and said, I'm positive for COVID. Ate his lunch. Where you been? Who you been around? You went to Rushmore. You're up there in South Dakota around all those bikers. And they went after him like a cheap suit, hanging on him like a cheap suit, like stink on a subject. They've been on him. Now, as someone said, Donald Trump's every movement prior to his positive test was scrutinized. The president was criticized for possibly infecting others. Hello, Jared Polis, first gentleman, hello. Anybody see any of that in the Denver Post or Channel 9? While I was gone, you know, you ammo up after, you know, you're waiting, man.
Yeah.
The Tay Anderson announcing last week he was canceling his Thanksgiving plans, instead cooked dinner with his brother. Here's Kyle Clark, one of our personal favorites. And Mark Crowley and I are talking a lot over the weekend about tweeting. Channel 9's Kyle Clark replied he was looking forward to reading about any problems Tay had with peak politics. Well, here's a problem. Tay Anderson said that, and again, would you consider this racist from anyone else? Tay is angry at his brother. Why is he angry at his brother? He said because he chose to have Thanksgiving dinner with a white woman. No, listen.
Oh, man.
No, listen to me.
You're right.
And our very own George Brockler got into some of this over the weekend. But Tay is upset, turns out. I'm serious about, once again, the media in the city, 303-696-1971, and they are going out of their way now to accept Michael Hancock's apology. Have you seen anybody be hard-hitting? Look, I've been holding this stuff back for about 3 days. 303-696-1971. Why is the race of the woman in his tweet important? This is what Brockler said. And does the fact that she's white take the hurt to another level for him? That's what he's saying. The mayor traveling over Thanksgiving, Jared Polis getting or at least testing positive, and then no one asking him where he was, who he was with, what he was doing. Was he not wearing his mask? Compare the coverage of Polis to what these mainstream clowns did to Donald Trump. And this gets back to, you know, why Donald Trump gets clipped. Tay Anderson announced last week he was canceling his Thanksgiving plans, but instead cooked dinner with his brother. And here comes Channel 9's Kyle Clark. Expect that. I gave him a Christmas wish this week for our column, too. He got a nice gift from all of us. But again, it is interesting. Anderson encountered problems with Thanksgiving dinner, which were his brother. And he lamented that his brother instead chose to celebrate Thanksgiving, oh, my God, with a white woman.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Ah.
It appears the, well, now... I gave Tay Anderson a gift as well. It's on the new column. Now, tie all of these together. Put Denver Post, Channel 9, all the different outlets on the top of the page. And this is the contact number for you to call us. 303-696-1971. Ask yourself the musical question. If it was a white man tweeting that, oh, my God, my brother is choosing to have Thanksgiving with a black woman, the Denver Post would be front page.
That's right.
Where did Jared Polis pick up the COVID? No one asks. If it was Donald Trump, we knew it was the front page. And last but not least, Michael Hancock, and watching the front range media fawn over his apology. And I'm telling you right now, when people called me over the weekend about it, I said, I told you, I've been telling you about this guy for 12 years. I've been telling you who Michael Hancock is for 12 years. Now, Michael Hancock and Kyle Clark, or, you know, remember when he does a, oh, suddenly when Michael Hancock was against heroin needles, I mean, you know, the rest of the, just crap. I mean, this is how this guy treats women. This is how this guy treats his family. This is how, that's who he is. And I was really angry, and it's been like, come on, you know. So 303-696-1971. I'm amazed at all of this. We just watched this stuff, and I watched this interview with Donald Trump on the phone call to Fox, and all these people are saying they've seen the great evidence. It's good evidence. It's beautiful evidence. No one can believe how good this evidence is, except we're going to reveal it in 2 weeks. You don't got 2 weeks. Frankly, you don't have 2 weeks. I'm coming to the end with that, too. And Sidney Powell, and it was a Limbaugh line. Limbaugh says, if you promise a bombshell, you got to have a bombshell. There's no bombshell. I'm watching this president. And he's destroying his own legacy at this point. You know, the legacy of being Donald Trump, you know, the man who stood alone. So now it's being destroyed. And it's sad to watch it happen. And whatever you guys want to think about that, big deal. But there is no evidence. If they had the evidence, you would see the evidence. And or even you know, I don't know what you do with Fox News now, but he chooses to do that. He was on for 45 minutes on a phone call. She played the same role the Denver Post plays. She didn't ask anything tough. I watched it, listened to it. Come on. So, Winter Parker opens on Thursday. It's the only good thing I can tell you. Buell Frazier comes back on this morning. He was on Friday, and we were discussing. He's this guy that drove Lee Harvey Oswald to work.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you know what? He was, I mean, Rogan was sitting where you are. And, this guy is really amazing, and he ended up in front of the whoever believes, there was a report that was put together called the Warren Report in the aftermath of Kennedy's murder, and it rivals the 9/11 Commission on what happened in the country on 9/11, and it as a pack of lies. It's just a pack of lies. I've waded through much of both, and the Warren Report doesn't hold up, and the 9/11 Commission report doesn't hold up either. It's just a pack of lies, but he appeared with his sister. They appeared. And he's got this story about appearing before the Warren Commission. Then Dr. Benjamin Tenover is on the show, and the vaccine gets closer and closer, apparently. And then Wilford Riley's on the show this morning. I love him when he comes on the show. And so here we go, 303-696-1971.
I was in the newsroom listening to the interview that you just referenced.
Man.
I was fascinated.
Oh, the guy's great.
I mean, just fascinated.
Yeah, he comes out like a good old boy.
I know.
But he's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He is. Yeah. But, you know, when Billy and I, Billy set it up, and I said, man, and he started to talk, we just shut up.
Yeah.
You know, two mouthy guys like Bill and I, we just sat back, and this guy's good.
And he worked with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Knew him.
Yeah, I mean,
I knew him.
But, I mean, yeah, he was... Did he work in the depository?
He broke him into the job.
Yeah, right.
Broke him into the job. And you know, and I said, do you believe the commission? He said, no. Oh. And he was before the commission. I mean, if you know the story of the 9/11 commission, you know, the same, you know, pack of lies. You know, the critiques of both the Warren Commission and the 9/11 commission was you started with an answer and then worked backwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, they began, I mean, we know the ins and outs of it now, and Lyndon Johnson wanted people to somehow feel secure about the death of Jack Kennedy and that this murder was committed by one man, this Cuban sympathetic former Marine crazy person, Lee Harvey Oswald. And they worked back from that. And the 9/11 Commission did exactly the same thing. And in fact, the 9/11 Commission is far more damning because of what happened. But
well, it's basically what the Mueller report did. I mean, just
yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Precisely. It's been done many times.
Right.
You know, the Gulf of Tonkin, you know, to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. Same thing. Mm-hmm. The Maine, the Lusitania. You know, for people to believe the government at this point is well beyond any concept I have, or certainly. And now the president is now claiming it's the FBI now involved in this, and the judges, and it just gets wider and wider and wider, and talk shows get crazier and crazier. I don't know how to even respond to any of that.
Well, you got to put up or shut up, and it's gotta be proved.
And again, Sidney Powell, who has been lionized by so many different people, she has to show this, and she hasn't. And she continues to identify all these different people and, you know, this line of we have the best evidence. And many people are saying that they've never seen such good evidence and it's this beautiful evidence. And no one can believe how good our evidence is, except we never see the evidence. Mm-hmm. And now they're telling us where they will reveal all the evidence in 2 weeks. Okay.
Now, how are they going to reveal it? Are they going to reveal it in a court of law?
I don't know.
With a judge?
The president's talking about a Supreme Court. They're talking about that when he made that appearance over the weekend. We now have the, you know, CIA and NSA and the FBI and everybody's involved in this. And other, you know, I don't know. I mean, listen, I could be as shocked as anybody else, but I don't see it. I really don't see it. I mean, now we spent 4 days off, me and my computer, you know, just reading. And there's a really wonderful book. I picked it up. It's called Made Men. And it's how one of my favorite movies is Goodfellas and how they made Goodfellas. It's fantastic. I can't wait to get this guy on the show. How they selected people and the role that different people played and the real mob guys that were in the movie and, you know, just how Scorsese worked. And, you know, I'm no longer a De Niro fan, but I love De Niro as an actor. I just don't like him politically at all anymore, but what was it? I mean, it's called Made Men. And I'm finishing up the George Bush book called, you know, To Take Us Into War about Bush and Cheney. And we did finish that, the new book on Cobb and Babe Ruth. We're going to do that later this week. And then there's a book entitled, and it's about the history of the WWE, which is our, me and Billy, you know, yeah, we're pro wrestling fans.
Right.
It's so good. I mean, and so I'm kind of, you know, plus trying to, you know, gear up for the show. But and there's great stuff out there to read, and maybe the only saving grace in the pandemic is you got nowhere else to go. What are you going to do?
Read.
Stay home and read.
Yeah.
But it is out there. 303-696-1971. Lines are wide open. Tell me this. Riddle me this. If this were a white school board member mad at his brother because his brother was going to have Thanksgiving with a black woman, what do you think the Denver Post would do? What do you think Kyle Clark would do? What do you think Channel 7 would do?
Terrible display of racism.
Oh, my God. They'd
racism.
Have to be fired.
Oh, it's terrible.
Have to be fired.
Racism.
Polis, the governor, announced on Saturday night he's tested positive for COVID. But he won't tell anybody where he got it. Mm-hmm. Where has he been? What did he do? Now, remember, Donald Trump's every movement the week prior to his positive test was scrutinized. He was criticized for possibly infecting others. Has the Denver Post talked about Jared Polis perhaps infecting others? No. Has Kyle Clark? No. Channel 4? No. They don't do it. Turns out that that's really none of your business where Governor Polis and his husband were. That's number two for you to talk about. And last but not least, the traveling man, the mayor, who tells you don't holiday travel and then goes to the place George Bush thought was one of the Gulf states, Mississippi. But I look at this stuff and I'm thinking, what are you doing? What are you doing? And they're accepting his apology. As we started out saying, I told you who this guy was. I've been telling you for 12 years, back to when we broke that story, Players and Sugar. The guy was that guy then, through Leslie Branch Wise, through all the stuff that he's done. He's that guy. His kid, Jordan, who is a mini gangster, he's that guy. That's his father. That's who this guy is. Flat cut and dry, that's who Michael Hancock is. You know, screw you, and the beat goes on. And they're shocked. Channel 9 was actually shocked that he would do this. I'm going, what are you talking about? That's who this guy is. But again, imagine if it were, I don't know, I'm going to come up with some stooge, if it were Corey Gardner urging people to stay home, then flies to his big house in Washington, mm-hmm. which he probably did anyhow.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, the Gardners, I don't think, spent Thanksgiving in Yuma. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they were in the estate, but it does, I'm trying to think of another Anglo, prominent Anglo, elected in Colorado, a Republican Anglo. Ken Buck, okay, if you have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kevin Flynn at the and the city council. I mean, that came up. But that's not their behavior. I don't know what Buck's behavior is, but certainly the mayor has no problem. Mm-hmm. Boom, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
that apology sounded very
weak.
Much like the apology you had mentioned, Leslie Branch.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know you accept my apology.
Yeah, right.
Same stunt that he's pulled before. So, and the fawning media. But again, I come back to how bad is the Front Range media, and the answer is it just continues to get worse. Polis will not disclose how or where he contacted COVID. Remember how Donald Trump was treated. Number two, the school board member deletes a racist tweet that's taken down now that about his brother having Thanksgiving with a white woman. Can you imagine for 1 second how this Front Range media would react?
Why is racism charged with one person, but not charged when it's as racist as with the other person?
Because in politically correct thought.
Exactly.
You know, words mean what I say they mean, mm-hmm. not what you think they mean.
Yeah.
In fact, we will control. And this is my great fear with a incoming Biden administration who's going to be running the FCC. I guarantee you the guys they're picking, they're anti First Amendment, they're anti Second Amendment, Fourth and the Seventh, and just count on who's coming in the door. You know, we're old guys. You know, and it's important. There's something called legacy. And that's what I'm watching Donald Trump destroy his own legacy, mm-hmm. and I don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. Let it go. But we're told, and I keep coming back to these, we have the best evidence. Many people are saying they've never seen such good evidence. We have beautiful evidence. Well,
can't be secret.
No one can believe how good our evidence is, okay?
Can't be secret evidence.
No, it can't be.
No.
And now we're going to see in 2 weeks what the evidence is. Come on. Please. And, you know, all you're really doing is, I don't know. So it is your turn. 303-696-1971. Back to work Monday. Our friends at Anderson Vacuum have three locations to serve you. Aurora, the Oric Floor Care Center in East Mississippi and South Chambers. Highlands Ranch, Oric Floor Care Center in Mineral and South Broadway. And, of course, the original one, the Inglewood Store, Anderson's Vacuum, Colorado Shaver Center, 3424 South Broadway. It is gift-giving time, and it is amazing how you can, and again, think about a family gift, a new vac. You want to check out the red tag sale going on, 50% off. They're calling this my pick of the month, Peter's pick of the month. The deal is only available for 710 KNUS listeners because you know when you walk in what you're looking for. The red tag sale includes 50% off all service and repair for your vacuum, excluding parts, learn to read. They have the largest in-stock vacuum inventory in Denver, 30-day trial period, money-back guarantees, all major brands, Dyson, Beam, Hoover, Eureka, Oreck, and many, many more. The pick of the month, 50% off selected vacuums and repair. What a wonderful thing for you to do for the family. That's a great gift, a clean house. 303-781-3001. 303-781-3001. Go to AndersonsVacuum.com, AndersonsVacuum.com. Again, three locations, Aurora Oric Floor Care Center, East Mississippi, South Chambers, Highlands Ranch, Mineral and South Broadway, and Inglewood, 3424 South Broadway.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. I'm right along with you. I have no idea where 3rd West and 6th North are. It's like, what in the five times was that? Monday morning, November the 30th, 2020, 710, KNUS, the voice of the people, 54. The high today, 43 tomorrow, maybe get a little snow coming into the city. Billy Thorpe joins us on air, explaining away. Did we get a was that a Utah traffic?
I have no idea. I don't even. I don't understand. And I open up the file and it says it was recorded today.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Well,
can we play it again?
5:28 a.m.
Can we play that again?
Yeah, maybe we can. Hang on a second.
Somebody could tell us. Somebody that really knows
where is it?
What this joker's talking about.
There.
As you probably know, in radio today and over the weekend, I've had some interesting things occur on the internet, but.
Okay, yeah, I think we can play it.
And this is a traffic report.
Yeah.
That's right.
Traffic, no idea.
Traffic on the nines or whatever the hell that is. All right.
The Monday morning drive off to a nice start on
the I-15
corridor so
voice.
Far this morning. Traffic good to go in both directions heading in and out of the downtown area. There is a structure fire affecting traffic downtown on 3rd West at 6th North.
What? 3rd West, 6th North? What? We don't even have 3rd West and 6th North. What is this?
Continue.
I don't know. Okay.
The road is closed in both the north and southbound directions. You'll need to find an alternate. Again, watch out for traffic control on the scene of a fire at 3rd West and 6th North.
That's great.
Wow.
Very helpful. So if you're traveling in another city, one we don't know where it is, go right ahead.
The phones are lighting up. Somebody might know where that is. 303-696-1971. Where is that? I think somebody said Utah. Again, a bunch of text messaging. Are we in Utah? Why not? Everything else is that. You know what it is. 54, the high today. It's the final. It's coming. Somebody does know. Does somebody know? What's the name here? Susan. Hey, Susan, do you know where that is? Good morning.
Yeah, it's Salt Lake City.
That's what somebody...
It's I-15 goes through Salt Lake City, and I live there. And all the streets are like 4 North, 4 South, 6 East, 6... That's how Salt Lake is laid out.
What time did you say it was in Salt Lake City? Remember that song? I don't know, because we're in this vast conspiratorial... you never know. Like, we, honest to God, we come in a room, and I grew up in this business. And the way that equipment is treated would have never happened, say, in the 1990s or the 1980s. And for things to be broken and people to walk out of studios knowing that something doesn't work, that's unforgivable sin back in the days of being a disc jockey and being a radio guy. And then having a traffic report from another city, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And
sometimes your traffic is not right, I don't depend on it anymore.
Or sometimes. some bizarre news update but... You do what you do, and people are allowed to do what they do, I guess. I don't know.
As soon as I heard the 6th West or whatever it was, then I knew it was Salt Lake.
Well, there it is. So those of you going to work this morning in Salt Lake.
That's right. There's a fire somewhere.
Real quick, can you imagine the Front Range media if the things that happened while we were off – had happened to an Anglo male Republican, or the difference in how Jared Polis's COVID diagnosis was different than Donald Trump's, or how the school board member who puts this racist tweet up about his brother having Thanksgiving with a white woman, or this insanity with Michael Hancock bailing out of town. Can you imagine, just for a flat second, if that shoe was on another foot?
No, and they're hypocrites. Everybody's a hypocrite in different ways, but they're pretty blatant about it. Yeah. I just hope that the American public are smart.
Do you think?
And
I mean,
I hope.
Yeah. Do you think?
I pray. I think there are many of us. I think there's 72 million of us out there that think for themselves, and they're not sheep that follow what they're being told.
Yeah.
I'm scared that the younger generation are more sheep, but I think we were, in a way, sheep. Early on, and
for sure.
We got wise as we lived life and saw what happens in life.
That's pretty smart. That's well said. And I can see the tie-in where just take these three very simple stories that would be easily reported, Tay Anderson or Hancock or even Polis, and so then you widen it out to something like election fraud. And if A is B, then B is also C. And so if you would do it here, would you not do it there? And I get that. And I understand how people can react. But seriously, last night I was writing up stuff for the show, and I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine, Peter, if this were, and I'm trying to think of the Republican white male, who, Cory Gardner, forget it. I don't know, Ken Buck, perhaps. How about this, to get in the time machine, let it be Tom Tancredo. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd be living off him. He'd be front page still this morning. If Tom said that he was mad at his brother because his brother was going to have Thanksgiving with a black woman, or that in any of these things, that Tancredo leaves town after urging people to stay here. I mean, they would be calling for his head. And now we're forgiving, and it's okay. We understand Michael Hancock.
So yesterday, and I'm getting saddened by Fox News, the governor of New Jersey was on talking about what's going on, and it was Bret Baier interviewing him, and he didn't ask the governor why it was okay that he was caught out at a restaurant without a mask.
Yeah. I mean,
we have to be smart and find other ways to learn about what's going on. Gavin Newsom, I kind of heard that he was thinking of running for governor. I mean, for president, he will never get there after what he did.
You say that
in the restaurant.
You know, you say that, and I tell you, no, that's not true. What the caller's talking about is the Gavin Newsom appears after he's a governor now of California. He was photographed maskless at a crowded restaurant, and you think that, but please don't, because. Again, in this model that we're talking about the outcome of this election, one of the principal variables in the model itself, is the media. It doesn't negate anything, but it certainly plays out in it.
Well, I'm kind of encouraged in a way because Susan Rice's name was, I heard, bantered about for Secretary of State or something.
Well,
and that's kind of gone away because Benghazi would be brought out.
Sure.
That's kind of disappeared.
I put that, and it's a great one because, you know, what else has disappeared? Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood absolutely had the honest to God strength and truth to reverse this election. He's going to that court in Atlanta. He's going to turn this whole thing around. All the on-airs are cheering, Lynn Wood, Lynn Wood. What happened? Lynn Wood got kicked out in 25 minutes. We haven't heard from him since.
Well, I'm going to wait and see the evidence and hope it's there. But I will tend to think for myself and not listen to the other sheep around me.
I don't blame you.
Don't.
Yeah, I'm an old billy goat. I just look at this stuff. You know, I down. You know, you don't see anybody anymore that you know, and you know, you get phone messages and text messaging and stuff like that. But you know, you don't go out for breakfast. You don't go out for lunch. You don't go anywhere. You go and do what you do, and then you come home. And you button up, and it's we're in this very precarious moment right now. I absolutely agree with you. But if what's going to happen in the next year and a half in this country is what I think it's going to be, it's going to get worse. But I don't know if we can actually change that.
Well, I'll keep doing the right thing and reading and thinking for myself, and hope and pray. That others do the same.
Yeah, you're a very wise woman. Susan, thank you.
Well, thank you.
303-696-1971. Dr. McCallum, tomorrow's my day with Dr. McCallum. It's the season of giving thanks. Top of my list. Changed my life. Focus on making the most of your life. Dr. McCallum and the doctors at Genegenics can help. Getting older can be a challenge, you're telling me. Taking care of your body, you can move through your older years feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Julie's team can help you. Here is the great Christmas holiday gift. Call this phone number, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681, and Jackie will answer the phone, and Dr. McCallum will talk to you for 20 minutes for free. I mean, that's a gift itself. Talk to the doc for 20 minutes. Bring up whatever you want to talk about. Talk about, you know, who we are, 720-387-3681. The website is denver.cenegenics.com. Call today and get your life back. My word on it. 710-KNUS.
Life at radio.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Monday morning, everyone. Good to be back on the job. November 30th, 2020. 710 KNUS, the voice of the people. 54 the high today and 43 tomorrow. 33 on Wednesday. Back-to-back Susans. That's pretty rare. Two women in a row named Susan. Susan, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter.
I can't hear you, ma'am. Susan. Susan, call back. Susan, are you there?
Well, it must be Monday.
Yeah, well, everything else.
Microphone not working.
Play that, Billy.
Yes.
Billy found. Yeah. This is how these reports are coming in this morning.
So we didn't play the last traffic report because, as the first Susan correctly identified, it is from the Salt Lake City area. Here was the traffic report that was just fed to us.
It is a cold Monday morning out there. You may want to give your car a few extra minutes to warm up. But fortunately, the Monday morning drive off to a nice start on the freeways across the Salt Lake Valley so far this morning. There is a disabled vehicle downtown southbound I-15 at the 13th South off-ramp, blocking the center lane at the bottom of the exit ramp.
Right,
there's a structure fire at 3rd West and 6th North, north and southbound.
Welcome to my nightmare. All right, go back to Susan again. Try it again. Susan, we lost you. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, do you think President Trump will give it up and become an evangelist and take Billy Graham's place? I'm going to hang up now and let
No, why don't you, why don't we stay and just talk about it?
No, can you imagine?
I can imagine all kinds of things, but where did you come up with he'll become an evangelist?
Well, his mother came from Scotland.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes the case.
You know, people don't realize the royalty in the Bible comes from David, and they went up into Scotland.
Hold the phone. So you're talking about the conspiracy of going to Scotland?
No.
Well, these are David's family?
David in the Bible.
Yeah, I know David.
Yeah, they all went up into Scotland.
Where did I read that? Where can I read that David and his family went to Scotland?
Go on internet.
I know, but what should I ask the internet?
Well, just say David's royalty.
David's royalty, and that's going to tell me then what?
Yeah, just put royalty. Come from? You know,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The royalty in Britain.
The royal family in Britain, which changed numbers of times, as you probably know that.
Oh, I know that, but it's
okay. What's the last name of the current family in power in Britain?
I don't know.
But I thought you knew. What did they used to be?
I'm not that smart.
Okay, but all right, okay. Well, they're Windsors for whatever it's worth.
Yeah, so they went up into Scotland.
Went to Scotland.
And his mother is from Scotland, and she had a Bible, and that Bible went all the way to the White House that he swore on when he became a president.
I see. And so then that proves what?
You know, I just wonder if he's going to throw in the towel and get with people who are Bible thumpers and go with the Bible thumpers.
What is a Bible thumper?
Peter, I'm a Bible thumper.
What does mean?
The Bible never changes. You know,
yes, it does. In fact, it's changed many times.
Well, translations.
Beyond that, not just translations, but things have been taken out, things have been added. Of course, no. It's the Bible has changed itself, morphed itself many times.
Yeah, but it says the Word of God is written on your heart.
Wait a minute,
written on your heart.
Okay.
Whether you want to, and you know, law does not change.
Law.
The Word of God does not change. Love your neighbor as yourself.
I don't do that. I'm sorry, I don't do that. Good. So then you love Donald Trump.
I even love, you know,
you're
I'm
stuck.
Grateful whoever becomes a president.
Okay. All right. So he's going to go be an evangelical.
Peter Boyles.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want you to know I had a cousin who loved you to pieces.
And what happened?
And when he died, I gave you his motorcycle jacket.
Oh, sure. I still have it hanging in my closet.
I don't know if you liked it or not.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
But I do want you to know I now got my book published. Oh, my gosh. Was it a nightmare publishing it? I don't want to promote it on your station.
Well, go ahead. Promote it. Promote it. Go ahead.
No, Salem published it.
Well, promote it. What's the name? I can't figure it
out. I'll send it to you. Figure out.
No, no, listen, please. Just tell me the title.
Figure out fake news with the F and N words.
You're out Satan's N? Is that what I heard?
No. Figure out fake news.
A figure out fake news? Is that okay? So
with the F and
okay. All right. And it's now out there available on Amazon. Did we lose her, Bill? I think we lost her. All right. 303-696-1971. Do you ever feel conflicted when somebody on the street asks you for money? You want to help, but there is a better way. Look, don't, if you're giving money to some guy sitting there with a flag at an intersection, you're helping kill him on the installment plan. He's going to go buy dope or alcohol or both. Donations to Step Denver, you can schedule them for Colorado Gives Day, coloradogives.org/Step Denver. Every day, men walk through the doors of Step Denver on Larimer Street right in front of Coors Field and make a commitment to sobriety. I've seen it firsthand for 30 years. When Bob was alive, Step Denver's there, so don't wait for December the 8th. Schedule your tax-deductible donation, coloradogives.org/Step Denver, coloradogives.org/Denver. Go to the website this morning, 710knus.com. Go to my page, new columns up with my Christmas holiday wishes for all kinds of interesting people. Buell Fraser, who drove Lee Harvey Oswald to work, Dr. Benjamin Tenover, Wolf O'Reilly. Winter Park opens Thursday. We'll continue with phones right after this.